Charles Sin, Director of Government and Community Affairs of Florida Farm Bureau Federation.
And here we are at the first organizational meeting of this green algae task force at the state level. Tell us your opinion. You've been here all day, a long meeting.
It was a long meeting, but I think a productive meeting. Having scientists on board on the committee that all are not coming with a specific agenda, but coming to learn and certainly know the issue. They want to find out as much as they can about that issue and then look at the alternatives for resolutions, both short-term and long-term.
Obviously, to the farmers and ranchers in the Valley and Orlando South, biggest concerns, give us an idea.
Yeah, from Orlando South, it certainly is Lake Okeechobee and what's going on in Lake Okeechobee, but more than anything else, in Lake Okeechobee, it's latent phosphorus. It's not the practices that are going on the landscape right now. It's maybe practices that went on the landscape, were conducted on the landscape 20, 30 years ago, but were done according to practices at that time. They were not over-applying or anything like that at the time. But also there are natural phosphorus and nutrient sources that need to be considered down there.
You know, it seems a little odd that we're in one of the most phosphorus-laden natural states in the world. A lot of phosphates get dug here that shipped around the world for fertilizer. The news media always often says it's phosphorus and nitrogen feeding the algae growth in the canals east and west of the lake. The locals on the lake say the algae in the lake is not the same and not as bad as what they're seeing in the canals east and west, but we don't hear a lot about that in the mainstream. And there just seems to be just so much misunderstanding when, you know, we cut a Kissimmee River for flood control through a phosphate layer in the state of Florida, and then we wonder why there's more phosphates coming into the lake. It must be fertilizer. Just seems like misinformation continues to corner ag in this argument in a negative way.
It does, and it's because ag tends to be the stepchild all the time, you know, for any issues that are coming up, both within the state and truthfully, I see this nationally as well. And, you know, ag needs to step up. Ag needs to be at these meetings. Ag needs to speak out because we all eat. And we're all trying to grow food in a productive and a reasonable and sustainable manner that will benefit the environment, that will improve the environment, and will also feed the public.
Charlie Sin, Florida Farm Bureau, to be continued always. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.